KNOM Profiles.
So we're experiencing some out-of-the-norm temperatures this winter. Now, why is this happening? Well, I talked with a climate scientist last month about the warm Alaska winter, and she said we're experiencing these temperatures because the jet stream is meandering to areas it generally hasn't in recent history. The jet stream is coming up to Alaska, allowing warm Pacific air to settle way up north. The jet stream then shoots down toward the lower 48, allowing cold Arctic air to settle there. Well, today, as we talk more about the weather, I want you to meet Sarah Ahrens.
So I'm a graduate student at the University of Michigan, and I did some field work in Antarctica in November and December of last year.
Sarah is the daughter of the late Martha Ahrens, former Bering Straits Native Corporation and Unalakleet Native Corporation board member, the granddaughter of Betty and the late Lowell Anigek. And yes, you heard right. She went to Antarctica just a few months ago, November and December of last year. And here's why I want you to meet her. Sarah traveled to the Taylor Glacier to collect ice samples for her research for her PhD thesis.
We haven't started analyzing our samples yet. It's going to take like about a year or so. But once we have our information, we can kind of see how the local climate in an area changes with decreasing ice shelf extent. And the idea for this research is to kind of extend it or use it to predict how places in the Arctic, which are experiencing decreasing sea ice and ice shelf extent, how their climate is going to change as a result of that.
So basically, Ahrens wants to look at past climates on the Taylor Glacier in Antarctica to understand what might happen to the climate in the Arctic with the melting of the polar ice cap. She spent 4 weeks camping on the Taylor Glacier, drilling meter-long ice cores that weighed up to 120 pounds. Some of those samples contained ice that was 55,000 years old. And that old ice helps to tell the story of how the climate changed in Antarctica when the Roth ice sheet began melting 20,000 years ago.
Our hypothesis is that, like, when you have a decrease in the ice or ice shelf extent, it changes the the prominent storm trajectory. For a lot of places, like a lot of villages in Alaska that are located on the coast, you know, they may know that storms usually approach, you know, say from the southwest or something like that. So a lot of places have seawalls built in, or they're prepared for storms to approach from a certain direction. And the idea is that, you know, if you stop having sea ice that extends so far out, during the winter, or if you just have a lack of sea ice that can act as a protective barrier for storms, this is going to have a huge effect on villages in Alaska, in the Canadian Arctic, and in Greenland, too. So the whole idea is to try and help communities or people be more prepared for how their local climate is going to change with the, you know, changes in global climate that we're experiencing right now.
So, of course, I asked her how. How exactly do you understand how the storm trajectories in Antarctica changed in the past 55,000 years? How do you do that? It turns out Ahrens, once she starts lab work this spring, will be looking at dust in those ice cores. Dust.
I'm not just talking about like dust that you wipe off of your countertop. Deserts all over the world, you know, like the Sahara Desert, for example, you know, they're huge sources of dust. And when they have dust storms, the dust gets blown up into the atmosphere, and it gets up into the upper atmosphere and can travel around the globe, and it gets deposited in places like ice sheets and glaciers and oceans.
And dust got deposited on the Taylor Glacier and is lodged in the ice cores that are on their way to the University of Michigan. They should arrive in April, and Ahrens will begin analyzing the cores shortly after that. Ahrens explains that the dust will tell her where the predominant winds came from at specific times.
Different continents have different rocks in them, right? So you can use the isotopes in the dust to tell where the dust came from. So you can look at ice, like I said, like from 20,000 years ago, and you can measure the isotopes in the dust, and you can tell where that dust came from. So you can say, well, 20,000 years ago, we know that the, you know, predominant wind direction was from southern South America to Antarctica. And then you can look at dust that's, you know, 30,000 years old, and you can say, well, then the predominant wind direction changed, and then it was coming from Australia or something like that.
And Aaron says that the concentration of dust during a specific time is a really good indicator of temperature. When you measure ice and you have a high concentration of dust, then you know that the climate was colder.
Because when it's colder, there's more ice on Earth. And when you have more ice on Earth, that means you have more exposed continental shelves and lake beds. Also, when it's colder, you have a bigger temperature difference between the pole and the equator. So usually it's a little bit windier, too. So yeah, you can actually measure, they've measured ice in Antarctica, you know, 450,000-year-old ice, and they've been able to correlate that dust concentration with temperature, average global temperature on Earth, which is pretty cool, I think.
So Aaron explains each ice sample represents a point in time. She got samples beginning from the accumulation zone.
Basically, the newest ice on the glacier. So we got that, and then we also, you know, got samples during the last glacial maximum, so 20,000 years ago. And then we wanted to see what the climate was like from the transition into the last glacial maximum. So we got samples that went back 55,000 years.
For now, Aarons is enjoying time in Alaska before her lab work begins. She hopes to be done with her PhD thesis by the fall of 2015, but says that all depends on how quickly she can get through lab work. And regarding her work and research, Aaron says,
I just hope when I'm done analyzing the samples, I hope our results tell us something related to our hypothesis. And hopefully I'll be able to come back and present the data to someone or some people in Alaska and, you know, try to help communities in Alaska be more prepared for what's to come. So that's my goal.
Sarah Aarons, University of Michigan student, talking about field work done in Antarctica last November and December for her PhD thesis. Thanks for tuning in. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.